In today's viewpoint, Tewi Lambeef looks at the contribution and role of sports, and football in particular, in the enhancement of some national values in Cameroon, and concludes that there is a need for organizational correctness to enable sports contribute fully to the national endeavor.
Let us start by quickly refreshing our memories on how sports is seen by some renowned people in Cameroon and elsewhere. President Paul Biya, in a policy statement on sports in Cameroon, said there is no minor and no major sports in the country. And speaking during a reception offered by the presidential couple in honor of Cameroonian athletes who won medals in international competitions, he said, and I quote, "Your fighting spirit, your commitment, your clearly heroic endurance and your patriotism were exemplary." The President of the Republic on that occasion described the athletes as a beautiful model to all the Cameroonian youths. These statements clearly indicate the role and place of sports in Cameroon, which must be upheld. Sports in general, and football in particular, has done in a very short time what years of diplomacy could not do for the reputation of Cameroon. But this has been at times under very difficult conditions for the sportsmen and women, and as J.C. Owens, an American track and field athlete who won 4 gold medals at the 1936 Olympic Games, said, it starts with complete command of the fundamentals. Then it takes desire, determination, discipline, and self-sacrifice. And finally, it takes a great deal of love, fairness, and respect for your fellow man. This, in a nutshell, is what is expected from the athletes. But it doesn't only take theirs for success to be attained and the rippling effects on the country. The society, including the government and the people, have their own contribution to bring in making the athletes come home with sports victories whose ultimate trophy is nothing other than the building of greater fraternity between men and peoples, as the president said. The fundamental question to ask is, has Cameroon been giving its sportsmen and women all it takes for them to excel? The answer cannot be a categorical yes or no, because it will depend on a number of factors. For instance, when we talk of the football final of the Cup of Cameroon marking the end of the sports season, it presupposes that there is a calendar with clear dates on when competitions begin and when they end. But over the years, it has not been the case, with the date and day of the Football Cup of Cameroon final being treated as a secret or being announced at short notice. At times, the inexhaustive nature of the football season at a disruptive calendar are such that Cameroonian clubs to participate in continental competitions are either absent or hastily prepared, with the consequences being poor performance and victories being more of a chance affair. The perennial bickering between the Ministry of Sports and sports federations in the country, and football in particular, is not conducive for victories and sports development. The Football Cup of Cameroon final is the occasion, therefore, to hand over trophies to all the winners in the other sports discipline. But you will realize that in some disciplines, a botched competition is organized as a formality just to make sure that it is present. And that is how, throughout the whole year, some sports federations will not organize a single competition in their discipline. Yet, there will be a winner after an obscure competition who will receive a trophy in the set discipline during the final of the Football Cup of Cameroon.
Tewi Lambeef, technical advisor.